We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
U.S.-Canada summit is being held today between President Biden and Justin Trudeau. And joining us live this morning is Rosanna Berardi, an immigration attorney with Berardi Immigration Law, to look at what may come out of this summit. I think all eyes, Rosanna, are really on this border and when it may reopen. Do you think that is part of these discussions today?
Yeah, good morning. Well, I definitely think the border is going to come up in this discussion. This is a big deal. Usually there's a lot of pomp and circumstance that goes on with the Canadian Prime Minister meeting the U.S. President. Today, to my understanding, it will all be virtual. But I do think they will talk about the border and how to reopen it. But more importantly, if I had a crystal ball or I was a fly on the wall, I'm pretty certain Canada may be asking for help securing vaccines. They're having a really difficult time. And I think as their partner and friend to the South, they will be asking the Biden administration for some assistance.
Yeah, it seems like over the last week, maybe, that this narrative is changing, especially if you're looking at media reports from Canada, because throughout the entire past year, the border closure seemed to be about Canada kind of looking down at the U.S. Well, they have so much COVID there, we don't want to open the border and expose us to more risk. And, you know, now you're looking at reports out of Canada showing the U.S. is vaccinating more people in a day than Canada has in total, you know, over the last 2 months. And the U.S., by all accounts right now, will reach that herd immunity threshold way before Canada does. I mean, does that put a little bit of light, do you think, on the border situation?
Absolutely. I think the pendulum has swung. And I remind people all the time, the U.S. and Canada are neighbors and friends, but they're not the same size. And they definitely have, their own separate issues. And here in the U.S., I mean, no doubt we've had issues rolling out the vaccine. It's not as quick as any of us would like. But compared to Canada, it's like night and day. So we are making a dent in that herd immunity concept. Vaccines are available in the United States, and I speak to Canadians all day long as part of my job, and there is not a lot going on in Canada with respect to the vaccine. And don't forget, most Canadians have been in lockdown since Christmas. I mean, this is getting old, and there's no end in sight. So I think the tone of the meeting and conversation today will definitely be focused on the vaccine and what Canada can do, even though they're much smaller than the United States. I mean, we have a lot of an advantage of our supply chain and in terms of getting the vaccine to be available. I think we're going to see a request made. And hopefully, you know, as our neighbors to the north, we can certainly assist them.
Right now, the border is closed through March 21st. But, you know, instead of trying to open up this border, it almost seems like Canada's going the other way.
Absolutely. I mean, Canada is really digging their heels in at the border. And I mean, imagine you're a Canadian in Florida right now. And if you want to fly home for Easter or to see families, you're looking at having to stay in a hotel before you can even get to your own home for 3 days. I mean, that's really intense. Normally, you know, we've seen all these COVID rules roll out and such, but normally the citizens of that country are exempt. But in this case, Canada is really, really playing hardball and sending the message to all of their citizens, don't leave, because if you do and you try to come back, we're going to make it really difficult. So not only are they locked down, you know, in their homes, but for those Canadians that did decide to be snowbirds this year, they've got a real quirky situation. Now, many of them, you know, there are loopholes everywhere, are flying into Buffalo and then getting a COVID test and then driving across that border. But Canada's certainly making it complicated and difficult to re-enter the country.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people are stunned. We hear about the border being closed to know that there are options for people, including flying into Canada. And that kind of creates that question of, well, if there is that option, I mean, shouldn't driving into Canada be an option for some if they're, you know, looking one way or another to get there? Does that play a role maybe into the decision that's being made in hopefully the coming weeks or months?
Yeah, it's certainly interesting. So, you know, we have all these harsh rules rolled out at the border. You can't do this, you can't do that. But as I said, there's always a workaround, and there always seems to be a workaround to all of these rules. And to me, you know, these loopholes or these workarounds kind of undermine the rules. So let's take a more sensible approach to the rules and, you know, let's utilize these rapid tests. We're seeing that as a rollout for a lot of things, you know, sports arenas, you know, amusement parks. I really think the rapid test could be a way of opening that border. Yeah, it might slow things down, but it could be a step. And again, we can't just flip the switch and say, okay, the border is open. It would be too difficult for Customs and Border Protection on both sides to manage that. But if we did it in a staged way, you know, if you're a property owner, you're Western New York and you have property at Crystal Beach, if you could prove you've got a negative rapid test, you know, we'll let you in for the purposes of going to that property. If we did it in a staged and controlled way, that would seem to make more sense than these sweeping rules that then within 24 hours, people are figuring out how to circumvent.
Do you think that might be part of the summit today? Maybe negotiations, if the U.S. can provide some vaccine to Canada, they might have some flexibility and, like you said, have staged openings at the border?
Yeah, I'm certain it's going to be part of the conversation and maybe planting the seed. I don't think the Canadian government is ready to do that at this point, but maybe it could be a negotiation tactic of, hey, listen, if we can help you secure, you know, 500,000 doses of the vaccine, perhaps you can think about, you know, allowing property owners in the U.S. to enter Canada. Could be part of a negotiation. I think today is really important to plant the seeds of the relationship. And hopefully, you know, if the U.S. keeps going in the direction that we are with the vaccines and the herd immunity, you know, hopefully in the next couple of months, we can see some sort of partial reopening of that border. I mean, it's been a year and nobody, including me, I've done this for a long time, would ever imagine that the U.S.-Canadian border has been closed for a year. And there's so many not only economic consequences, but family members being separated. I have family in Canada. I haven't seen them since Christmas of 2019, and that's just awful. So hopefully today we'll shed some light, start some positivity between the two countries, and you know we'll see the fruits of that maybe in a few months.
Well, we hope that's the case. Rosanna, thanks as always for the time this morning. That's Rosanna Berardi of Berardi Immigration Law with a look at the U.S.-Canadian border as Trudeau, Biden, set to meet virtually, of course, later today.